This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Russia could invade Ukraine any day, launching a conflict that would come at a, quote, enormous human cost. The senior advisor to President Joe Biden offered the stark warning Sunday, the day after U.S. officials confirmed that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by mid-month to give President Vladimir Putin the option of launching a full-scale invasion. Meanwhile, elite U.S. troops and equipment landed in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. The troops are part of a deployment ordered by Biden to show the U.S. commitment to the eastern flank NATO allies. Tunisia's top judge accused President Kais Saied of illegally undermining the judiciary's independence by dissolving the Supreme Judicial Council on Sunday and warned that judges will not stay silent. Saied announced the decision overnight, the latest move in his consolidation of power after dismissing the parliament and sacking the prime minister in July, and promising to remake the democratic constitution in moves his critics call a coup. The Supreme Judicial Council was a rare state body that could still exert influence independent of Saied, who has for months criticized the judiciary for delays in rulings on corruption and terrorism cases. The council rejected Saied's decision, saying in a statement that, quote, it would continue carrying out its duties, refuse pressures against members of the council and judges. Saied, a constitutional law professor before running for president in 2019, is married to a judge and has repeatedly said the judiciary should remember it represents a function of the state rather than being the state itself. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Costa Ricans on Sunday began casting ballots in an election with a record 25 candidates vying to succeed outgoing President Carlos Alvarado, but the voting is unlikely to produce an outright winner, and a second round is scheduled for April. No candidate is expected to win more than 40% of votes, the threshold to avoid a runoff between the top two vote-getters, according to the latest polling. All 57 seats of the Legislative Assembly are also up for grabs. Costa Rican Survey has said they want their next leader to tackle corruption and high unemployment. During the four-year term, and Electoral Tribunal reported voting was going smoothly across the country, and in the capital, San Jose, lines were short on Sunday morning. The race to replace the center-left Alvarado came after his four-year term is wide open. Alvarado cannot seek a second consecutive term. Austrian authorities said Sunday 9 people have died in 3 days of more than 100 avalanches rolling across Austria. Most of the avalanches hit the western region, and Friday alone saw 5 fatalities, according to rescuers. Police said the incident had claimed the lives of a group of Swedish skiers and a mountain guide near the Swiss border, with just one group member surviving. Austrian regional officials said Sunday, the quote, the past 3 days have seen some 100 avalanche-type incidents requiring 70 interventions, dubbing the situation unprecedented and warning of more to come. Recent years have seen avalanches claim around 20 lives a year in Austria, fewer over the past 2 years after the pandemic vastly reduced skier numbers. Protesters camped out in the Canadian capital outnumber the police and control the situation, the city's mayor said on Sunday, as a demonstration against vaccine mandates clogs parts of the city for a 10th day. The so-called Freedom Convoy began as a movement against a Canadian vaccine requirement for cross-border truckers, but has turned into a rallying point against public health measures and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government. Protesters have paralyzed downtown Ottawa for the past 9 days, with some participants waving Confederate or Nazi flags and some saying they want to dissolve Canada's government. Quote, the situation at this point is completely out of control because the individuals with the protests are calling the shots, Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson said on a local radio station. Quote, they have far more people than we have police officers. Police said they had charged 4 people with hate crimes and were investigating threats against public figures jointly with the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. The well-organized blockade has relied partly on funding from sympathizers in the United States, police said. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.